Monday at 10 to 4, it's that time of the week when we do what we call hashtag fix my city. We started off doing it as hashtag fix my Joburg. Now we are spreading our wings and we are looking at all the municipalities across Gauteng. So if you've got something you want us to cover, if you've been feeling left out in Ekurhuleni or Emfuleni or Mogale City, get in touch with us. Get in touch with me on 31702. And you can tell us exactly what in your area you'd like to understand better. But let's welcome to 702, as we always do, our regular guest on hashtag Fix My City is Ferial Hafaji, Associate Editor at Daily Maverick. Ferial, welcome and thanks for your time. You've got coalitions on your mind. Tell us about it. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Yes, I do. I've been thinking for a while watching this game of musical mayors being played across the key cities of Gauteng about what does this mean for the administration. And by the administration, we mean the people who run the city, the staff. So in the council I know most closely, Johannesburg, you can see a stasis setting in. People don't know who to listen to. There's constant changes. And then we as citizens feel the impact in services, as we've spoken about a lot. But the same thing is happening in Ekurhuleni and in the Shwane Council. So I thought we'd ask the Chief of Staff of Randall Williams, who's the Mayor of Shwane Council, to tell us how they navigate these seas when coalitions are so unstable that it may impact on people who don't know which way to turn, who are supposed to run our cities. Because we haven't yet got very mature democracies and bureaucracies where really the wheels keep turning. It doesn't really matter who comes into power. There's broad changes in policy direction, but the everyday experience of cities or of countries continues. We're not yet at that point, and I think it's something we might start exploring.
Yeah, thanks. Well, let's welcome to 702 Drive. He's Chief of Staff for the Executive Mayor of Tshwane, Randall Williams. Jordan Griffiths, welcome to 702 Drive.
Good afternoon, John, to you and Ferial, and thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I must say that, you know, based on your briefing earlier, and we had our reporter in Kosi Corner Duma talking about it, perhaps Tshwane a little bit more bullish about the prospects for your coalition than some of your fellows in other Gauteng metros. That said, though, if there is an air of instability around people, and this can even just be personal, where someone thinks, well, you know, I'm not too sure how long I've got, how do you deal with that? Because most of the work you do has long time frames. Certainly the substantial budgetary items, the substantial structural stuff certainly needs time.
Indeed, John. No, you make some very, very important points. I myself have been in the city of Tshwane in the mayor's office for 6 years.
Right.
And so I've got a fair bit of experience of various different scenarios. Before Mayor Williams came into office with a coalition government, Tshwane was being run by a minority government, which is currently what exists in Ekurhuleni at the moment, which is when the executive mayor in Ekurhuleni, Mayor Campbell, she does not have a majority in council when she goes to council at the end of each month to take decisions, because the coalition there is not sufficient enough to supersede the other opposition parties. And so, you know, one of the challenges when you don't have a stable coalition, particularly in the council chamber, and by a stable coalition, we mean a voting block of at least 51%, it becomes very difficult for you to approve a legislative report. The executive mayoral system that we have in our country is actually an incredibly powerful local government system for mayors. An executive mayor, in contrast to like a district mayor or a local municipality mayor, has far-reaching legislative powers. In fact, some may even argue more powerful than the Premier in relation to the direct impact that an executive mayor has on residents that are living within a metropolitan. For instance, it's for this reason that in Nelson Mandela Bay, the ANC, which has been displaced, is looking at dissolving the mayoral system that's there and replacing it with an executive committee system. All of these manifestations emerge, you know, in an effort to try and constrain and limit the powers of an executive mayor. But, you know, in Tshwane, for example, we have a strong, stable coalition, but it is 109 out of the 214 seats of council.
Yeah, so it's tight.
It is, you know, as a two-seat margin, it is very tight and requires careful management.
So, Ferial Hafaji, I mean, what I find really interesting about these conversations, if we step back for a minute from the kind of cut and thrust of of the battles for power. Is I'm wondering about the extent to which we have and have built over the 28 years of South Africa's democracy a professional public service in which somebody says, I am one of the best at town planning, and whoever's in charge, I'm going to do my town planning. Maybe that's not the best example. I'm a particularly good head of fire services, and whoever comes in, I will give them, for with whatever money I have, a great fire service. Are we anywhere close to having something like that here, or are we perhaps going backwards?
No, everywhere you look, you see people who do want to do that. So yeah. I suppose the recently retired Wayne Menard, spokesperson for Joburg Safety, was a great example. In Tshwane, across councils, you find people who've developed expertise, and that's all they want to do. I guess the challenge with coalitions coming in now is, how do you ensure that those people are able to continue doing the work, that they are not just destabilized by new heads of department brought in by constant changes in how they do their work. And in the places where I watch, you see that every new political head that comes in wants to bring their own people with them. They want to restart processes. And in fact, what we need is for those good people to be allowed to shine. And I think in Tshwane, you've got the first example of an effort being made to create a stable political coalition in order that service becomes the sine qua non, the first thing that a coalition does.
So Jordan Griffiths, I mean, your own experience, you've been there for 6 years, a cadre of professional public servants with expertise, experience, and a sense of those longer timelines that development require. How far would you say Tshwane is down that road?
So, I mean, yeah, the point you're making, John, about a professionalized public service is critical to the stability of a local government. When we first came into the city of Tshwane, we found an administration that was heavily politicized, and cadre deployment was quite endemic. And the result of this is that when a weak administration is in place, it forces a high level of operational involvement from the political office. So in Tshwane, and you see this in Joburg and in various other places, you'll see that the mayor and the MMCs are spending a lot of time on the ground trying to interact, solving customer complaints, engaging on very technical infrastructure issues, which is well beyond what they should be doing, because that is indicative of the fact that people at skilled levels, at various levels of the administration, are not there. You know, ideally, in any government, your bureaucracy must be strong so that if political leadership comes and goes, the core work of the administration carries on. And at local government, basic service delivery is not political. Everyone expects grass to be cut, potholes to be filled, electricity to be provided, water to be provided.
Yes.
These services, they're not political. Those should occur uninterrupted, but weak administrations force a situation where politicians have to take more of an active role in that operations, which creates a whole mismatch of expectations. In the city of Tshwane, one of the key things that we unlocked in the last few months was the appointment of a city manager, Mr. Johan Mettler, who was appointed 3 months ago. We had not up until that point been able to appoint a city manager, primarily because of the dynamics with the minority government previously. And so when the coalition came in, that was a key deliverable, because the city manager also has far-reaching legislative powers in relation to supply chain, performance management, and accountability over the administration.
Thanks very much. Jordan Griffiths, Chief of Staff for Tshwane, the Tshwane Mayor, beg your pardon, Ferial Hafatie, Associate Editor at Daily Maverick. That was hashtag fix my city. What part of your city in Gauteng do you want to see fixed? Drop me a note and we'll see if we can take a few steps in that direction. It's 2 minutes to 4.